The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 236, Battle Royale.
We have a breach. Concentrate your fire on the entrance. Shoot the ones just outside the door. Get the door closed now.
General Hanaka, pull your truck up again the door, hold it shut.
The beasts aren't backing off. How long do you think that door will hold?
Don't worry. We have a backup plan for this very case.
Chainsaws? Are you going to cut this beast up?
Why, yes. We deliver.
And a catapult? You're going to fight these beasts with an ancient siege weapon? You have an arsenal of weapons here, and you choose to use a catapult?
We don't want to keep killing them. All that will do is draw more and more of them to us.
Fire when ready!
I see. By launching parts of this beast away from the camp, the others will stop attacking and go after these parts.
That is precisely what we are doing.
I've been in many battles, but I've never seen bodies of the enemy catapulted back to them! This is glorious!
It seems to be working. Why do you think they attacked? It is only dusk.
We believe that a new group has migrated from the north and are hungry after their long journey. Plus, they were not very active last night.
It sounds like they are going after your scraps.
It works every time.
Either these beasts are too stupid to realize that one will die each time they attack, or perhaps they are incredibly smart, knowing that at least a meal is coming.
Creatures like these don't really think. They just instinctively react.
Well, they are reacting in just the right way.
God, come down. I think everything is under control.
Now, you were about to tell me the name of the surgeon you seek.
Danica. Doc Danica.
You can catch him in Bunkhouse 22. But I would wait until we get things put back. Everyone has a specific job.
We would be glad to help in any way that we can.
We need to catapult the entire carcass over the wall. Perhaps you can help with that cleanup?
It would be our pleasure, Major Dunn.
I will invite Doc Danica to my table for this evening's mess. You and your guard are welcome to join us.
I will be there, and thank you.
Portal is closed. You are cleared for egress. So, how goes it with the dynamic duo?
Well, I think it went pretty well.
Leonard was pretty forthcoming with what he knew. I think he likes hiding in the witness protection program.
Good. Scarlet is waiting for us.
Hey, guys. How'd it go? Did you learn anything new?
Basically, we verified what we suspected.
Leonard and Vincent did run up a gambling debt, and Rage bailed them out.
Really? How did Rage approach them? Hello, we're aliens known as Rebels Against the Galactic Empire.
No, it's pretty much like what happened to us. They saw things they didn't make sense, and then they met some Hongkins.
Well, that would shake anybody up. So what happened after they got over the shock?
Well, I'm guessing the same thing that happened to all of us. You immediately realize that it was something you couldn't tell anyone about for fear of losing your job or being considered a nutcase.
That's true. When I entered the Roosevelt Stip on that rooftop in Little Italy, I knew I couldn't tell you or anyone what had happened. I was afraid that my career would be over.
At least I had you and Jim and Dad to talk to. Thinking back, I can't believe Dad hid all of that from us for so long.
So what kind of offer did Rage make to them?
The offer was made by Colonel Bishop.
Really? The same guy Sam is with now? Do they know?
Yes, we relayed the information we got to Sam and Detective Garrett.
Bishop offered Leonard a full scholarship to the college of his choice, and as we know, Vincent chose West Point.
Leonard said that Vincent, or should I say Korski, was part of the great 2003 Northeast blackout. He claims he wasn't part of it and was working elsewhere.
So what did he say about the accident?
He claimed that he knew Korski was in an accident that involved two people losing their lives, but claimed he didn't know any details.
Just that Rage had too much invested in him, so they got him off.
I knew it! The whole thing was rigged! So what did he say about me?
That he didn't know your name and only learned about what happened when we arrested him. He was shocked that the two of you worked the same assignment.
But he did verify that we never met?
Yes.
So where do we go from here?
I might have an answer for you, Detective Garrett. Yeah, Wayne, can I put you on speaker? I have Kate, Kelly, and Scarlett here.
Yeah, Sam is with me. We can all hear each other.
You have any news?
We're up to speed on the meeting Kate and Kelly had with Leonard.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That corroborated what I learned from Korski.
Good. Glad we could help.
Bishop got us extended for a couple of days.
Yeah, they're pretty concerned about the heat being put on Korski by the IDF.
There are too many people sniffing around. They're getting uncomfortable. We think they might be moving up whatever it is they have planned.
Since they told Sam that they might need his help and extended us a couple of days, I think we're looking at something happening within the next 2 days.
It might be worthwhile for you guys to join us. Maybe coordinate with Captain Richards.
All right, I'll get with Pim and see what we can do. Do you have a hint of what they have planned?
As I've said before, most likely they plan to pick up where Hank left off.
And that plan included Brooklyn. Has there been any talk about that?
No, that's why we think they're throwing everything they have at Houston or here in San Antonio.
I hope to have that information soon.
Okay, we got a lot to do. We'll be getting things rolling on this end. Let us know ASAP when you get any details.
Will do.
Well, this place hasn't changed much. I don't see that guard who was here last time.
The supply officer at the base radioed in and told him we were coming.
Do we have any idea what this servo might be?
Yeah, I have a road number. It should be easy enough to find.
And the Bat has a pretty complete mechanics kit on board.
Slain, you and Tom retrieve the kit. Tom, you help them locate the wreck that we'll be cannibalizing.
Roger that. Come on, Killer.
Killer? Now what makes you think that, mate?
I don't know, maybe the accent?
What accent?
Oh, brother, come on, we've got work to do.
I think those two make a good team. So, what's our plan while they retrieve the pot?
I had Georgia print up this map for us.
A map? How quaint. It's been a while since I've used a paper map.
Really? Other than the coastline of Australia, why would you need a map? It would be just one huge brown area with a few dots on it.
You'd be surprised just how many small settlements would be on that map.
Yes, I would be.
All right, gather around. This is mainly Tyrannus and Death River. We are here. Now, Gabby, where did you fire on those river monsters?
At the bend in the road. Right about here.
And there was only one vehicle?
Correct.
And you're positive that Lister stayed at the bunker?
It's pretty obvious to me that he and Ursula are waiting for Hanukkah to return with the surgeon. It's a sure bet that Hanukkah plans to use the bunker for the operation.
Lenora, you know Lister better than anyone else. What do you think he plans to do?
With Lord Zokar out of the picture, he knows that there will be a power struggle. He considers himself the supreme commander of Rage. He'll want Hanukkah out of the way.
And from my time as Hanukkah's prisoner, the feeling is mutual. He wants Lister out of the way, pronto.
Well, it looks like we've got a power struggle here for sure. What do you think will happen if they take each other out?
Then I believe we will see the collapse of Rage.
Or at the very least, its military branch. Rage is still pretty active on our home planet.
Well, that's true. There are so many agents and sleeper cells that I don't think they'll ever stop being a menace.
At least to us. They may just end up being a paramilitary terrorist organization.
As I learned from my assignment to Ukraine, you could bring a dragon to its knees if you cut off its head. If we stop Lister and Hanukkah, we will have achieved that.
Then it looks like we'll have to converge on the bunker. Hopefully we can arrest all four of them.
Along with the surgeon, although I don't really know if he's a willing participant in this.
From what we gathered yesterday, no one there wants to rejoin Rage. They like it right where they are.
Yeah, river monsters and all.
You know it's bad when you'd rather risk getting eaten every night than fight for Rage.
Lister has a way of luring in soldiers with promises of riches and great plunder. If he doesn't have any luck in the camp, there are plenty more willing soldiers in this galaxy.
That's true. But he's just escaped from prison. His only hope of getting off this planet is to take Hanukkah's spacecraft.
Well, the Potomac's still on Titan IV. You think you could get Drachma to impound it?
Unfortunately, he won't. He considers Titan City to be a neutral zone. Quite honestly, he makes too much profit off ex-Rage members to ruffle any feathers.
We'll have to worry about that when the time comes. Meanwhile, we need to set up a plan to capture them.
I've taken the river route before. I honestly don't think any of them would attempt it.
Yeah, too right. They're not that crazy.
If you are referring to us, remember we weren't willing participants. Right, Lenora?
Yes, Gabby, I remember. I also remember you telling me that you had a great monetary unit cache.
And you asked me where it was.
And you told me to jump into the river because it was at the bottom. I still can't believe you were crazy enough to slip into the river and pretend to drown. That was just crazy.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
The easier route is along the south part of the river, but to do that one, you would need a swamp buggy. That just leaves the road.
I think if they were to try the river route, and Simon, you can attest to this, they would need some sort of airboat.
Precisely. There are shallow spots that could easily ground a conventional boat, and a canoe would take too long. An airboat would be required.
When we were at the camp, I didn't see any sign of a boat, let alone an airboat.
And we didn't see any type of helicopter or vertical takeoff craft either. Major Dunn said that all they had available were ground vehicles.
Then we need to proceed up this road and surround the compound.
I see two problems here. Number one, whatever vehicle we get will have ties to KL. That means they'll know we're coming.
Yes, if that's where we get the vehicles. I plan on taking another approach to that. What's your second concern?
I'm sure you remember how it was in that bunker when you, Tam, and I were held up in there. It's a fortress. They could easily hold us off until night, and as soon as it's dark, we're toast.
I've been thinking about that. Do you recall there was a loading dock area?
Yeah, that's where we held off Wi-Fi and his men. Are you thinking of getting the access code?
No, I'm thinking about you getting the access code.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yes. I see what you're saying, Jaffra. Gabby, you have the ability to use shortwave signals with your implant, courtesy of Dr. D.
Listen, I barely had the chance to use this thing in my head.
Oh, you were able to open the locked cell when you were on the Potomac.
And before that, you sent Morse code to Georgia. I think you could do it.
And if I can't?
I don't want to hear this I can't stuff. You evaded me and Lister on the river. You escaped from Hanukkah on Latumus. And like Joe Mack said, you unlocked your cell door by mentally accessing the keypad lock system.
Well, that was different.
There's really no difference. It's an electronic keypad. It works on radio frequencies. Your circuit is capable of scanning those frequencies and unlocking the door. At least give it some thought. No pun intended.
Come on, Gabby. You knew Hanukkah was on the way when we're in the bat. We can practice. You can try to read my mind.
Oh, I don't know, Skipper. That might not take very long.
Take some time and think about it. In the meantime, I see Tam and Slane returning. It looks like they were successful.
Good. Now gather around and let's go over our plan.
Kate. Please come in. Thanks for getting here on such short notice.
Stip travel makes it pretty easy. Hello again, Miss O'Neill.
Hi, Kate. So how did it go in Hagerstown?
Leonard was quite receptive to our questions.
We were concerned that he might not want to talk to the people who put him where he was.
Quite honestly, he looked like he was doing just fine. I don't think he wanted to bite the hand that fed him.
I think you're right about that. We've been investigating the leads he gave you, and they all seem legitimate.
We totally agree with your assessment and Sam's that they will be moving on something very soon. We want to send you and Kelly to San Antonio to join up with Sam and Detective Garrett. We may get Captain Richards involved, too.
That's good to hear. Kelly and I were just discussing that. I think we're all in agreement that Scarlett should stay back.
We feel the same way. It's not that we don't trust her, but she is too personally involved with Korski. She'll be much more useful working with Agent Barnes.
We're going to team you up with Captain Richards from the Houston PD.
Okay. It'll be nice to work with Tracy again. Will she be meeting us in San Antonio?
No, you'll transfer to the University of Houston STIP transfer station. From there, you and Kelly will be temporarily assigned to her department.
Once Bishop and Korski make a move, all three of you will transfer to San Antonio. At this point, we're not sure if their mission is there or in Houston, so you need to be flexible.
Gotcha. Now, how are you going to explain our presence in Houston?
Both of you will be there as members of the Homeland Security investigating possible terrorist activities coming up from the south.
We will send out a bulletin to the Houston PD that there is internet chatter from one of the big cartels saying that they want to create a major disturbance near the border to divert the attention of our border patrol.
For the purpose of smuggling drugs or illegals across the border?
Yes. You and Kelly are posing as members of a task force sent to investigate the rumors.
Captain Richards has been updated and will be ready to incorporate you into her task force. Detective Garrett will be a part of her task force. Sam will be deputized and pose as a homeland agent.
Sam the Honganan agent? That's a good one.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
They will, of course, continue with their undercover identity as GSA workers. Once we know when and where their mission goes down, GSA will contact Bishop and tell them that Garrett and Sam are needed in nearby Fort Hood. I mean Fort Cavazos.
Fort Hood changed its name too? Boy, Jim will be up in arms about that one.
Yeah, a lot of former military are upset with all the name changes. Some refuse to use the new names.
Jim Barnes is one of them. He said he's waiting for the day they change the United States to Joint Base America.
Well, that would cost trillions of dollars to do so I don't look for it anytime soon. At any rate, you'll be going just north of Ding Dong, Texas.
All right, Barb. No need to make fun of me.
Actually, she's not. It's surrounded by Flat, Pitcoke, Topsy, Ding Dong, and Stampede, Texas. However, a bigger city would be Austin.
Well, I can't really make fun of that. I live north of Crapo, but it's pronounced Crapo. So we'll be in Houston with Tracy, awaiting notification from Sam. Once we get that, Sam and Wayne get orders to leave for whatever that fort now is called in Texas. We'll join forces and go from there.
You got it.
When do we leave?
Be at St. Martin at 0800 tomorrow. Pack for at least 3 days.
Okay, this should be interesting.
Morning, Jaffra. Did you sleep well?
Yes, until that annoying animal began its incessant crowing, or whatever that is.
That sounds like an animal we have back home.
You talking about that rooster? I didn't realize they had chickens on Titan 3.
So what is it, a rooster or a chicken?
Oh, it's both. The rooster is a male chicken and the hen's a sheila.
The what?
That's slang for female. They're called hens. Question is, how did one get here?
Probably traders introducing an invasive species.
For what purpose?
Well, they produce eggs, which are delicious, and you can also eat the chicken.
What do they taste like?
They taste like chicken.
I'm sorry I asked. Does it matter? I only eat plant-based foods.
Is that why you look purple?
Moving right along, now that we're all awake, what are the plans for today?
First things first. Mercury, this is Jaffra on TACCOM 1.
This is Mercury. Go ahead, Jaffra.
Can we get a status report?
Yes,
he's on his sleep cycle. I've been monitoring the river area and there hasn't been any movement yet, as far as I can tell. Lister is still in the bunker and Henniker is still in the camp.
Roger that. Pass on to Captain Nate that we've secured the part for the landing gear.
Great. Be glad to hear that. Do you plan on holding on to it? Will you have someone bring it up?
We'll keep it until our mission is over. You should have plenty of time to install it on our return trip.
Sounds like a winner. I'll contact you the moment I see movement.
Copy that. Jaffra clear.
Was that a rooster?
Don't ask.
So they are exactly where they were last night. What's your next move?
Lenora, Captain Tam and I will see about getting a suitable vehicle for the trip to the bunker. Agents Simon and Slane will take the north end of the city and you three will take the south. We're looking for anyone who may have come in contact with our fugitives. Maybe we'll get lucky and learn something that could help us. Both are high visible targets. Anyone who was a Rage member would know them.
When either Lister or Hanukkah moves out, do you have a rally point in mind?
Once I secure some transportation, I'll notify you.
There's your cue. Time to move out.
Master, did you enjoy your sleep cycle?
As much as one could in this forsaken jungle. Was there any significant activity while I slept?
There was a disturbance in the Force.
In the what?
The Force. They have monitors here that go along the road. One monitors a force field around the camp, and it was triggered.
River monsters?
Yes, I believe that is the case.
Has there been any activity since light?
No, it has been very quiet.
That is good. It means we will know when Hanukkah leaves.
Do you think he was able to convince the surgeon to return with him?
I believe he and his guard can be quite persuasive. Especially when it comes to transferring that circuit board.
How exactly should we deal with this when he arrives?
We will stay here in the control room. I imagine his guards will post himself outside the operating room. We will need to deal with him first, and then stop the operation. There is a jail facility here. You will lock them both up, and I will deal with the doctor.
Deal with him? I don't understand. Will you not return him to the camp? We need to maintain good relations with Major Dunn.
Oh, I will return him. Don't worry about that. But only after I'm finished with him.
You are going to have the circuit implanted into your brain, aren't you?
That has been the plan all along.
Yes, but I didn't think you would do it here, under such primitive conditions. We could take the doctor back to Titan IV and make use of their hospital.
All of the hospitals have been put on high alert. Because of the IDF and its snooping. I think they will be too nervous to take me on, especially with IDF patrols on the increase.
Then we must make preparations for their arrival. We will know exactly when they arrive.
The circuit board will need to be stabilized in a solution before the operation. Once that is done, we will make our move.
I will initially take out the guard. Shall I terminate him, Master?
No, I want him alive. I'm sure that Hanukkah will be armed. We must subdue him before he destroys a circuit board.
You think that he would really destroy something so special to him?
I know him well. He would destroy it before letting it fall into anyone else's hands. He must be taken down quickly. I don't think the doctor will put up any fight. I am sure he wants to return to camp, alive.
Master Lister, the force field has been broken. It appears that they are on their way.
Then, Ursula, as it has been said, the game is afoot.
Will Lister's plan succeed, or will everything be destroyed? Will Jaffra find transportation in time? And what is the mission for Bishop and Gorski? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Bunker Reunion.